Hello.
Hello and welcome. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead. You do it better.
No, you go ahead.
All right, welcome to the DD&D podcast, where we talk about anything we can think of, including D&D, but mostly politics, health, and such, and thus our disclaimer.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
We are not advocating the overthrow of any of the world franchises, Uncle Sam, McDonald's, Walmart, China Mart, whatever you want to call them. Yeah.
We are not man animals.
We are not man or other animal. We are made in God's image. We have dominion over the animals, according to our understanding of Scripture. And if you are not a man made in God's image, and you're a man or other animals, as the U.S. Federal Code prescribes you to be, then this podcast is not for you. And if that's the case, please go tell your humans about us.
Our opinions and our religious beliefs are our own.
Yep. Anything we say is just hearsay evidence, so go look it up. Check it out for yourself. See if it's true.
Yeah, some of our first-hand knowledge is still your hearsay evidence, so you should always do your own homework.
Oh, yeah. All righty. You know how you told me not to put the peanut butter containers out for the cats to clean anymore?
Right, because they get their heads stuck in them.
Yeah. So I had my last one in the garbage bag, hanging in my camper.
And they got their head stuck in it.
One of the cats jumped up, pulled my trash bag down, fished out the peanut butter cup. This time it was Walmart.
Oh, China.
I was searching all over the place for her. I could not find her. I'm going, oh, God, I'm going to find a dead cat somewhere in the field. Or at the very least, I'm going to find a peanut butter container with a cat's skull in it sometime a couple months from now.
Right.
And I'm feeling kind of sick about that. And, you know, at least when Stinky does it, Stinky somehow manages to find me every time, and I can get it off his head, all right? Well, I'd pretty much given up on finding China.
Okay.
Then I hear, clunk, 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 clunk. Hitting up against the tires of the truck. And so I jump out to go see where it's coming from. And sure enough, oops. China just made the mistake of bringing back a mouse.
Oh, now all the other cats want it.
Three other cats have jumped on her to take it. And she's like, no, this is mine.
Speaking of cats, there's a cat staring at me right now.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, yeah, so yeah, that China came back.
China came back. She was a goner, but she didn't stay away.
Yeah. It was such a tight fit. I had to pull in on her skull until her ears were long, so I could pull on her ears. And I pulled her ears out one at a time.
Yeah, it took me. Squirrel was the last one that I saw with the stuck on her head. It took me a minute to get it off.
Well.
So I cut the side of it so that they can still eat it and be able to get out from in it.
Well, I kind of like the containers, so I've come to the conclusion what I'm going to do. I'm going to let them lick them out. But I'm going to tie a string around the neck.
No. Just wash it out in the sink and let it go down the drain and let it go to the earth.
All right.
And it'd be safer than having dead cats. Especially the ones that we love.
Is there any that we don't love?
Exactly.
I suppose the kittens, the black kitten and the gray kitten, I haven't really named them yet. We named the black one, I forgot.
Mystery, because we don't have a name for it.
Oh, okay. Well, what does that make the gray cat?
Mr. Gray.
Mr. Gray.
You know, the movie Dream, or the book Dreamcatcher?
Mr. Gray. What was the, Mr. Smith in
Men in Black?
No.
The Matrix.
The Matrix, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically the computer was not going to let go of them, but it had discovered they had to give them the option of trying. So if you follow the storyline, basically, there had always been humans that slipped the noose. But it took them a little while to, reintegrate them. I don't know.
Me neither.
So.
It's a good movie, though.
Yeah. And who knows? We're probably in the Matrix right now, and I'm just fucking the system, and it's doing its best to get me back.
Well, if it is a Matrix, it probably really doesn't care as long as you're still part of the system and you don't realize it.
Yeah. Interesting. Walmart has not eaten its mouse yet, but it's walking back and forth with it, almost like it's showing it off.
Who, China?
Yeah. Strange. So, you're going to potentially cause a liability issue by talking about your current employer?
No, because I'm at my aunt and uncle's right now, and I don't have those recordings available.
Ah, all right.
But we can still talk about it.
Yeah, you just wanted to play the recording. So maybe next week people can enjoy the recordings.
Yeah, because I'll be on my way out then probably. I haven't made a decision whether or not I'm going to quit or not, but I'm 75% sure that I'm probably going to be quitting.
Well, let me ask you this question.
What's that?
Do you see that in 2 or 3 years you could probably put together your own company?
I don't see that in 2 or 3 years I would want to.
Okay, then you probably shouldn't be in that business anyway.
I'm just here to make money, but to do it honestly until the farm takes off, and I can do that.
Right.
And I'm also looking at having another trade that I can incorporate down there so that... See, I'm not... To be honest, I'm not really that great of a businessman person. I'm actually a better visionary. I actually need help with running a business. I'm not one of these kind of people that can start a business and take off on my own. I mean, I do, but I don't do it well. I need somebody who's more business minded to assist me. Otherwise, I can't see it to fruition.
Well, what you're describing is the position of the boss anyway. The boss hires people to do the grunt work.
Yeah, but apparently I'm not. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I can't find the right people then because it's like, I don't know. I mean, I got my IT business, and I got my IT business partners. But we don't seem to be really moving forward. We're just kind of stagnant, you know?
Well, I don't know if you sat in on any of our what was it? Fame.
What, the dog patch?
Yeah. I don't know if you sat in on any of those.
No, I've heard some of the horror stories, though.
Yeah, she had great ideas, but none of us got off our butts and actually did anything. And the last few meetings I went to, you know, the last half year that I was going to those meetings, it was like, give me a task. Assign something to me, and I'll work on it and give a report back. And all of us should be doing something, anything that's related to this. You know, we should be deciding on what support we're going to give toward it. You know, and she got that building. Unfortunately, she lost her tax-free status, and so ultimately the building was lost. It was taken away for taxes. And her, you know, she was getting toward the end anyway. Soon after, she kind of lost her mind. She doesn't, when I call her, she never remembers who I am. I have to remind her.
Well, from what I heard, nobody could agree on anything, and everybody just wanted to have a big debate every single time they had a meeting.
Not even that, even. We kind of sat there and listened to her stories.
Mm.
You know, which was nice, you know, but it was a meeting. We were supposed to get some business done.
Right. And no,
yeah, there was an offer made to us from one group. They wanted to do a music festival at the place, but they wanted us to provide the money to get it up and going. And really, all we should have done was provide the space and then rented out booths to other people to come to the music festival. But we didn't do it.
Right.
And I don't think we could have, because the people who wanted to do the music festival, they wanted money from us. You know, and really they should have just, you know, at best we should have gave them a free forum to do it at and then use that in order to rent out spaces to vendors. You know.
My aunt and uncle bought the wrong camels.
They bought the wrong camels.
They bought the wrong house.
Why the wrong house? What's wrong with it?
The house across the street has a sycamore in the front yard.
Oh, well, how much higher up is their house than that house?
It's actually right across the street, so they might be close enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the one across the street has the... probably the best access to the water.
Yeah, within 8 feet or less.
Right. So yeah, they're more than 8 feet. But if it's growing across the street, it probably would or could grow in their yard.
Well, more than likely, you have a bunch of sycamores popping up in their yard, but they mow them down.
True.
Because sycamores have those puffballs for seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no. Oh, well.
So, yeah, I have an interview Tuesday for my new job, my new potential job. Tuesday morning. Monday morning, we have our company meeting, so I couldn't do it Monday morning. So, Tuesday morning, I got my interview. Oh, I got the company name now. I can do some homework on them.
Cool.
The company name.
Don't name it on here.
The new one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying. They didn't pay us for advertising.
True that.
Among other reasons.
Yeah. And speaking of sponsors, check out ACLAmanagement.com and davidanddavid.com.
Did they pay?
Yeah, they're the ones promoting everything.
They pay for everything. Yeah, we better promote them. Don't forget DD&D Farms.
Right.
When you're out here on 39, be sure to stop by and buy our blackberries.
Blackberries. And if you're in Kansas City, I'm growing some blackberries and raspberries and gooseberries. Not gooseberries. Blackberries, raspberries, goji berries, kiwi.
Jeez. I want some goji berries.
Yeah. When they start producing berries, we'll bring the seeds down and grow them down there. They actually will grow in Canada even, so.
I assume since they're in the nightshade family, you prepare the seeds the same way.
How's that?
You ferment the fruit in order to get the seeds out of it.
I don't know. I'm going to do it the way nature does it.
Well, that's the way nature does it. It ferments the seeds. Ferments
the
fruit.
Well, I can't find their company anyways. I looked them up and I'm not finding anything.
Not finding anything what?
Under their name. I'm not. Because they have a general name. Let me look them up under Better Business Bureau, because even though I'm not a fan of Better Business Bureau,
honestly, I haven't really found them all that helpful, but where else are you going to go?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It looks like they're in Gardner. If they are who I, if that's them. I think they're in Kansas, but. Let's see what their rating is. If they got an A rating, it might be them. What the heck? I don't see anything. Oh, it says they're not accredited. Accredited. They're not a Better Business Bureau accredited, which means they didn't pay the Better Business Bureau for their services. That's all that means. They're not a paying customer, basically.
Right. So do they have a negative report?
That is what I'm trying to find out. Okay, this might be them. It's a roofing company. They've been in business since 1995. So they've been in business longer than the people I'm currently working for. But I can't see anything with the phone. Oh, view. Oh, no, it says submit a review. Let me go back. Let's see here. I'm not seeing any reviews. Oh, here it is. There are no comments or reviews.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, overview. Well, yeah, they've been in business since 1995, and they have no negative reviews. That's a lot better than the other company. They've been in business since Y2K, and they have 60 negative reviews. But they're bigger, too.
Well, having reviews just means they have exposure, so the other company hasn't had exposure as much.
Perhaps, yeah, because it's a smaller company. So, who knows? I should look up myself. KC, LA. Management. Kansas City. No found results.
They never heard of you. That's insulting.
Yeah, and I've been in business since Y2K. Well, they actually called me and wanted me to pay them to be part of their services. I'm like, well, why am I going to pay you for a rating? That doesn't even make any sense.
Well, I think that's the only way they get their funding.
Yeah, but it's also misleading because from what I understand, I don't have firsthand knowledge, but from what I understand, the company I'm working for right now had an F rating until they started paying for their account and got accredited. Now they got a B rating.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? There are great built businesses.
Oh, I know.
I'm trying to get the website to run across where people actually write their comments about the business in a forum.
Oh, yeah, that's basically what I did. Okay, yeah, my business isn't even showing up in here. Okay, let's see here. I'm not even worried about it. Well, okay, with this other company, I'm not 100% commissioned. I get paid $11 an hour, and then I get a commission off any sales. And they want me to make honest, or they say they want me to make honest inspections and claims. But, you know, then again, the current company says the same thing. But then again, the current company is pushing me to make claims even on roofs that don't have damages. It's like, wait a minute. I thought you didn't want me to make false claims. But, you know, it's like they're like, you're giving too many no damage reports. You're giving too many no damage reports. And I'm like, if I don't see any damages, I'm not going to give them a damage report.
Right.
But I did find out from doing this job that at least every other year, or at least after every storm, you want to call the insurance company out and have them look at your stuff, because if you go too long without having them come out and inspect your stuff, and then you call them, like, say, 5 years down the road and with a storm, they'll claim negligence. They'll say you neglected it, so we can't cover it.
Right.
So,
and it doesn't cost you anything to have them come out and look at it.
It might. If you've made improvements or whatever, if they see, like, for example, our land, if they see improvements, yeah, they'll jack the price up. Say, oh, you got this and this, this, this. We need to raise your insurance.
Yeah. Talking of which, it's a rabbit hole. Ask me about insurance, automotive insurance, sometime later in the podcast.
Well, we're talking about insurance. Let's talk about auto, too.
Well, okay. A friend was suggesting that I get my vehicle registered in a particular state where apparently they do not require auto insurance.
There you go.
So, you know, he does it through his church. Basically, he gives his vehicle to the church. It's registered in that state because that's where the church is headquartered. And it doesn't belong to you. You know, it belongs to the church. And they let you drive it. You know. As long as you pay for the registration ever so often.
If you create a trust that doesn't own anything except for that vehicle.
And it's headquartered in that state. There you go. So you have to make a road trip about every 6 months to go pick up your mail.
Have a forwarding address.
Yeah, that too.
Or just have that church that he already, you know, if it's an older vehicle, it's not really worth much.
Yes.
Let their church have it. What about licensing?
I don't know. But, well, I finally tracked down the gentleman in this county that was driving around without a license. He sat in jail for 45 days. And I don't know. They ultimately let him go without any charges. They dismissed the charges and everything after 45 days. But he had to sit in jail for 45 days, a month and a half.
Right, you can't afford to do that.
Yeah, not really.
That was basically his fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
45 days worth of earnings that they got from We the People, and the earnings that he didn't actually get to earn was his punishment.
Yeah.
And they
I
don't
think,
care
you know, he should have followed up with a lawsuit for loss of animals and et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. And also the fact that they're taxing the people several hundred dollars a day for him being in there, being
yep.
falsely held for something that is unlawful.
Yep.
A crime against the people. And of course they'll make try to make him look like he's it's his fault. And he should have to pay back the people. But I don't know.
Well, it's not like the county can pay for the damages they did without stealing from somebody else to do it.
Well, yeah, and they can't
the
even
thing, yeah.
They can't even protect themselves from his lawsuit without stealing from the people.
Yeah. Yep. But they can end up getting disbanded. You know?
Yeah, but that's going to happen because they're going to use our money to fight him.
Yeah.
So the root of the problem is we're giving them our money. We need to not do that.
Yeah.
But only one or two or three or four of us ain't going to make much of a dent. We need to get more people on board.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we should give up because there's only a handful of us. It's just that the handful of us need to get more handfuls of us together and start creating unity.
Well, kind of in a real sense, though, those who do not oppose it are actively supporting it.
Well, yeah, they're still giving the government money.
Yeah. And so...
they're funding it. They're funding the problem, therefore they are the problem.
It kind of falls on... it kind of falls on our heads when we don't fight it. It's like, it's our fault that we have it. We didn't fight it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of it. And then the fact that we keep funding it, yeah, whoever's funding it, you know. I mean, I'm part of the problem lies, you know, under arrest and under fear. I license my vehicles. I have a New World Order driver's license.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't even really get a quote-unquote local steady job. There's one company that hired me for a little while, but when they reached the maximum that they could pay me, they were looking for somebody whose Social Security number I could use. They
right.
were looking for somebody because they wanted to keep me. And I know who the person was that they were going to go with. And she didn't really like the idea, but honestly, it would have helped their family's tax deal from what they told me. I don't know how, but, you know, apparently it would have helped them. You know, they would have had more write-offs, I guess.
Oh,
even
right.
though it looked like they earned more money.
Well, yeah, because you have to earn money in order to write money off.
I suppose they would be taken out of my paycheck as tax return. So that would be a benefit. But...
yeah, that's true, too.
But ultimately, I'm glad that fell through. You know, I didn't know what to think of it at the time, but, you know, after giving it some forethought, you know, giving it some thought, I came to the conclusion I'm glad they weren't able to do that because you know, otherwise we would just give him my Social Security number if that was the deal.
Well, yeah, I mean, even though it would have been manipulating the system, it still would have been feeding the system.
Yeah, well, honestly, I was feeding the system anyway because the employer was part of the system, and so they had to count what they paid me toward their taxes. You know, so I didn't really get out of anything by doing it that way.
Yeah, and I'm part of the system, but I try to find any way possible to not be part of the system as much as possible.
Yeah.
And I commend them for at least coming up with a solution to manipulate the system to their benefit, because if you don't manipulate the system will come and rape you.
Yes, I've been reading Lysander Spooner again, this time a book. It was a it's an essay on the jury.
Right. Yeah, if you don't manipulate the system, or you get caught manipulating the system, either way you're screwed.
Well, one of the things Lysander was explaining is it's imperative that the jury be free to make its decisions not just about the case, but about the law itself.
Oh yeah.
Because it's a way of keeping the government in check. If the government passes a law that's, you know, unconscionable.
Well, yeah,
the jury would take a look at that and say, he's guilty, but so what?
Right.
You know, yeah, he did 80 miles per hour in a 75 zone. Woo-wee. Everybody does 85 in that area.
All right. Well, they would say not guilty, because he's not guilty.
Well, he exceeded the 75, but he didn't harm anybody. He didn't even violate any expectations of safety. You know? If anything, it might have been an order down to go change the speed limit signs.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I need to change the speed limit sign on our street.
Yeah, I like the animal one.
Yeah.
We should put on there, watch for animals and other children. Or, no, wait a minute. Watch for animals or other children. There we go.
Right. Children or other animals.
As if they're not yet made in God's image. And small print, and also look out for children made in God's image. Oh.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals.
Oh. my.
Oh, my. So speaking of insurance, basically, I'm looking at getting experience in this field so that I can, as an inspector, so that I can eventually go work for an insurance company as an adjuster, and that is good money.
Right. But that's working for the evil side of things. You really want to do that?
Hey, somebody's got to put some good in the evil.
You're going to go do the adjusting, and your insurance company's going to go, stop it! We're bleeding through your you're supposed to prevent people from getting their claims.
End up having to be a freelance because they're more free to do honest inspections.
Huh. How does that work?
I don't know yet. I haven't figured it out, but I'm working on it.
Well, more power to you. I don't know. It just seems to me.
Well, let's put it this way. The people with my job like the freelance adjusters better.
Okay. Well, then that's what you need to do is you need to pay attention to the freelance adjusters and talk to them.
Exactly.
How do you get into that?
That's why I'm going to stick this out and try to learn the trade. I mean, I could go into business for myself if I'm a freelance adjuster. And, you know, that's basically what I'm thinking about doing. And or I can go work for somebody else, you know, and let them do all the paperwork and have all the headaches.
Yep. Yeah, that's one thing. When they took the contract, when Christian took my contract away, the big change in my job is I no longer had to do payroll.
Right, see, I already have enough businesses. I don't need another business.
Yeah. Yeah, payroll is a pain in the butt.
Definitely. I mean, I'm okay with numbers, but I'm not that good. Now, if I find a woman who's good with numbers like my grandma, I'll marry her. Well, trustworthy and good with numbers. I wouldn't necessarily marry her, but you know what I mean. So I'm basically looking for somebody who's compatible to me, like Grandma was compatible to Grandpa. Grandpa ran the business. Grandma ran the paperwork. You know, Grandma ran the paperwork and the numbers side of the business. Grandpa ran the mechanics of the business.
Right.
He went out there and earned the money. Grandma managed the money.
So I can see it now. You're running your own business. And your account turns out really good.
And then she runs off with all the money.
No.
No.
You know, then you find out she's single. Like, oh, marry me.
Right. Yeah. Anyways, I was going to do something and now I forgot what I was going to do.
Yeah,
oh, I remember I was talking to Danielle, the redhead. Told her about the job thing. I said, well, I may be looking for a new job, but I want to find something local, meaning Kansas City area or something closer to Stockton, Missouri. Yeah, so if you see or hear anything, please let me know. I may have found I may have found a better job working for the competition, but I'm still putting feelers out there. And then she goes, why? She's a one-liner. Anyways, it's a long story, but the short version is that I don't think they are doing right by their customers, and I cannot work for someone like that. I have already caught them in a couple lies, and other people have quit us and went to this other company, so I might also. So she asked, what type of work are you wanting? I said, anything that pays good for the most part. Right now, money talks. I have skills, mostly trucking, medical, real estate, construction, and IT, but I can learn most anything and do most anything. Although, another girl told me I should go to work for the hospital, and I'm like, well, I would, but I can't work for somebody who poisons people for a living. But anyway, I went on to say, I just need to be in Kansas City for a year, then I can be more flexible. But I am trying to learn or get into a trade that will be lucrative down home. I just don't know what all is down there either. So I need to do my homework as to what is lucrative down there besides the farm, whatever. But anyways, I went on to say, but once the farm takes off, I won't need to rely on something else as much, hopefully. And she said, that's the goal, I'm sure. So I gave her a happy face with a thumbs up. She goes, I wish I was at that point. And I said, follow your heart. In time, it will come, I'm sure. Happy face. And she said, it's identifying that one thing.
True enough.
And then I was, it took an hour for me to respond because I was doing something. I don't remember what. And then I responded, I'm sorry, what one thing? And then I thought about it, and then I was like, it doesn't have to be one thing. It's figuring out how to group all your passions together under one roof. Happy face. And she said, true innovation. So I get her my happy face, thumbs up emoji that I created with the top hat and the girl one as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but I sent them separately. And then she goes, not sure what all that means. And I said, I wasn't sure if she can get those emojis or not. So I said, can you get emojis? I'm just playing with my phone, happy face. Then I sent her a whole bunch more. And she goes, enjoying yourself? And I said, LOL, happy face. But, you know.
Just playing with your phone, huh?
Well, you know, I was expressing true innovation, you know. My mom likes those emojis that I put together.
Yeah. I like the cat-faced ones.
Yeah.
Got to be able to do something with all that crap they threw in there.
I know, right?
And it is crap. I don't know why they even have those as emojis. That just doesn't... I don't know.
Who knows? Well, like I said, I put them together. I mean, I put together this, like the one... guy with the winky face and a shirt and the tennis shoes with the two beer mugs between the two people, and then the girl with the blushing face on and her, I don't know what kind of outfit that is. It looks like a tennis outfit. And then some high boots or whatever, high heel boot looking thingies. You know, that one's, you know, things like that, or putting together the little business suit emoji. with the cat heads instead of the regular heads, and then the birthday cake one. Yeah, I mean, you can be, you know, creative. But some of them aren't even on our phones, like these dice that you sent me. I don't know how you found those.
Oh, the dice?
Yeah.
They're the anytime you tap a number, 1 through 6, it's one of the options up in the spell check.
Not for me.
Yeah, well, for me it is. And then you can get some of the numbers in either a square or a circle. If you put in 18, it'll put up a circle, no 18.
Yeah, not for me.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out how to find all those secret emojis. I don't know how to find them.
Every time you send them to me, I put them in my quick responses.
And then that black smiley face I sent you, that was in somebody else's text. I just cut and paste and sent it to you.
Yeah, I put that in my quick responses also.
Yeah, I don't know that I have quick responses on mine. And how quick can your quick response be if it's, you know... I know.
Well, that's how I save emojis that I can't, that I don't already have.
Well,
and
I like it where people take... they'll take Russian letters and Japanese letters and, you know, all sorts of different languages and throw them together. And it actually forms a nice-looking picture.
Oh, yeah. If I had the ability, I'd put that in there, too. I mean, you know, if somebody actually sent me one of those. Yeah. I sent a text the other day, and the company, Nick or Chris, will put together a group text so that we can all stay motivated out there on the job. And the group text was real quiet yesterday. Nobody had said a word for hours.
Okay.
So I went to Google Translator and put in Chinese, boy, it sure is quiet out there. And everybody started blowing up.
They had to translate it?
Japanese. I don't know if they translated it or not, but they all started responding after that. They didn't respond to that, but they responded to the normal jargon. You know, like it was, you know, like an everyday thing. So I got people moving. It was almost like I was the motivator that day, yesterday. Yeah, it was like I was the motivator yesterday. But.
Hit them with your best text.
That's it. Welcome to what those in my wa? They're like, what the hell?
Oh my!
Did you hear that?
No.
All right, let's see if we can hear it. Did you hear that?
No, let me turn up the volume.
Pop up the volume! Pop up the volume!
Yeah, don't break my eardrums.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Did you hear it?
I didn't hear a thing, and when you spoke, it actually made the lights dim on the stereo. I had it all the way up to 31. I turned you back down to 15, which is about normal. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm playing the thing, but I guess you can't hear it.
I don't hear a thing. What is it?
The Japanese translation for boy, it sure is quiet out there. It says, Shonen watashika na shizika dazis.
Okay, so what you play on your phone does not come over the speakers of the phone.
It's probably not loud enough.
Yep.
Shikadagis. I can't say it. Copy. David Ray. Paste. Send. That's what I sent.
Okay, you sent me a text.
Yeah.
Do. Let me see what it says. Yeah! Let's see, I copy text. And do. Nope. There it is. Maybe later. Paste text. Oh, my. You didn't paste it. There it is. Select a manage. Huh. He's trying to figure out how to read it. It's only at one line, and it's at 0%. Trying to read it.
Yeah. I did the Japanese interpretation of the English version of that.
Okay. It just read it. Let me turn up the volume. Did you hear it?
Yeah, do it again. How fast do you have that going?
Hold on. There we go.
That is still too fast.
Okay. Can't go much slower than that. Okay. This is at 25% of normal.
There you go. That's better.
I can almost learn from that.
Huh?
I can almost learn to speak Japanese from that.
Yeah, if you translate it back to English, it says, boy, it sure is quiet out. So it dropped the there.
Yeah, the there is probably understood in Japanese.
Yeah.
The ha, the ni, the second ka, I think, are all what they call articles, I think. Ka desu.
Watashi no namae wa.
Yeah. All right.
Singalawa ata. Wato shin no mai wa dia wana da wa chibudo.
That excursion reset my game.
Ding darn diddly. What is this? Oh. Anything so I'm doing?
We're in silent mode here.
Dang, darn, diddly, doo-dah.
Oh, boy. Wait a minute.
I got a cool Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game.
Do you?
Not really, but it's kind of cool. Oh, come on. I can't click the X. Why won't you let me click your X? It wants me to play their game. It's advertisements.
Come play with us!
Hear that?
Didn't hear a thing. Didn't hear a thing.
I wonder if I can edit the volume on this game. You hear that?
Nope. I play the music on this game, but it only allows for one volume setting. It's either on or it's off.
Yeah, there is no volume setting. It's just on.
Yep.
Yeah, any app that I cannot put onto my SD card and it has to be on the phone, I uninstall it unless I absolutely need it.
Right. Yeah, I use all my apps. May not use them all often, but I do use them.
Well, the one that I wish would put stuff onto the SD card is this 4-in-1 app. I love the 4-in-1 app.
Oh, the recorder? Oh, you wish it would record to the recorder. Yeah, that's something else. I found a lot of my downloading programs will not download to the SD card.
I can set the
SD card as a download location, but the downloads just won't happen.
Right.
You know, which I think if you bought the phone through Verizon, I think Verizon did that. Because I think the capability is there. It's just they installed software to prevent it.
I'm going to rate this app. I'm going to put 4 stars. Tell us what you think. I wish I could. I wish it would store onto the SD card so it wouldn't use up all of my phone storage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Otherwise, all caps, I love this app. Exclamation mark.
Yep. Five star minus one because of this defect.
Yeah. There is other room for improvement, but overall, it's freaking awesome.
Yep. Dang it, I forget the name of the one of the latest ones I got allows me to flip my phone any way I want.
That's my only complaint about that app. I mean, the app has four options. You can record your phone calls. It's got a voice recorder, which every phone comes with a voice recorder. So that really, you don't need that one. But I tend to use that one more than the one that comes with the phone. So I like that.
Well,
it also comes with the screen recorder. And
I don't have a phone recorder.
Oh, well,
I have
the 4-in-1.
On my phone, but I can't record phone calls.
Oh, you'll like the recorder 4-in-1.
Yeah. And then my other issue is I found out the reason they don't advertise is because I was trying to find player that would play over a phone call because my favorite video and music players just will not play when I'm in the middle of a phone call. And so I tried actively looking for one that would play during it. I found out, oh, I already had some. It's just, you know, how they wrote their software. Some of them wrote their software to be polite when a phone call comes in and the music stops. All right? Well, that's fine. But what if you want the music to play? You want to be your caller, all right? Well, it turns out some of the software was rude, and they didn't write that in. So I can use that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
the other there's two more options. There's a screen recorder, which I love that one. It's like taking a screenshot of your phone, but you're actually recording
what
a
you're
video.
Doing.
And it'll record the audio in the phone as well as your commentary. So you can do both, you know, commentary and, you know, record the audio that's coming from the phone. But it has a mute option, too, where you could mute it if you wanted to.
Cool.
Yeah. And then it's got a regular video recorder. But I got a phone. My phone comes with a good video recorder, you know, and picture taker, whatever. So I just use that. I don't use the one in here. Not only that, but I can't see what I'm recording. That's the other phone. Yeah, I can't see what I'm recording, so I don't really like the video recorder in this camera or in this app, but otherwise, I do. I like the app. It's the only thing. Okay, yeah. I tried both sides.
It went.
Oh, yeah, that was from starting the camera. Of course, you can't see anything because I'm in the dark. I can't see it. It doesn't show me what it's seeing, so I can't even adjust it to make sure that it's seeing what I want it to see. So I don't like the video recorder in this, but other than that, I like everything else.
Right.
But I already got a video recorder in my phone, so I don't need that app.
I suppose you could turn on the camera and then turn on the screen recorder. And
I've done that.
It would record everything that your camera sees.
I've done that, actually. Yeah. If I want to do a combination, AK-57, Uzi, Beretta, laser, triple barrel, double scope, T-seeking shotgun. Now, if I want to do a combination of screenshot and camera shot, then I'll do that.
Right. And the advantage of that is it'd let you take pictures of things that you were filming.
Exactly. I could take pictures and video at the same time. Ooh, I should have done that earlier. I didn't even think about that. That's a good idea. Hey, you're smarter than you look.
Say what?
I said you're smarter than you look.
Yeah, I'm sure I have to be.
Yeah, me too. So the funeral was somewhat peaceful.
Yep, yep.
My aunt was giving if looks could kill looks. But other than that, it went pretty smooth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Elaborate? Or not elaborate?
Well, I'm not sure what to elaborate on, but just elaborating that, the family feud is on hold right now.
Good.
You know, it's not over. But it hasn't actually, the heat, the fire hasn't actually hit the ground yet. But, you know, stupid is what stupid does. Kitty, kitty. Kitty, 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 kitty. This cat's sitting here looking at me like, what is he doing sitting in that truck? Talking to himself. Kitty, kitty. It acted like it was going to run, and then it looked curiously. Oh, taking off. Kitty, kitty, kitty.
Kitty, kitty.
Yeah, it says I don't want no part of that. Stranger danger. Stranger danger. Oh, you want four more cats?
No.
Any more cats that I bring down to the land are going to be fixed.
Okay.
Or at least the females. Or should we fix the males? No, because then we'll get tomcats coming around.
Can you afford to fix them?
$25 a piece. If I bring down these four kittens, then there's only one female.
Yeah, I think we got enough cats. I don't think we need to pay $100 to have four more.
No, $25 to have four more.
You said 25 apiece.
Yeah, but if I only fix the female. Well, the crazy cat lady is always getting the state called on her because she's got too many cats. She's got as many cats as we do in her house at Raytown.
Okay, but it's in her house and she's in the town.
Well, these are still kittens. But, so they'll acclimate.
To be honest, I think our cat population has reached its critical mass, because I've been counting 15 cats consistently now. And I know at one point we had 19.
No. We had 16, but that one kitten fell asleep in the whatchamacallit and froze to death.
Yeah.
And then Jitters, which is not really our cat.
Yeah, Jitters comes and goes.
So we really only have 15, and have had 15 for quite a while.
Okay, so it seems to me we had more.
Oh, yeah, no, we had Turtle.
Well, yeah, that was a while back. Torts.
Yeah.
Tort, Turtle, Tortoise.
Yeah, that was before we got the new kittens. So.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
But,
they want their cat food in the morning.
Yeah. Well, the black one, we could probably find a home for her because she is precious.
Yeah, I've been trying to find, kill some rabbits.
All right.
Give them to the cats. Because once the cats figure out, oh, hey, these are edible too. You know, a couple of cats working together could take out a rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that they're getting older, they're going to start venturing out a little more. Which might be the death of some of them. But I don't know. I mean, Susie's still here. And Orange is pretty big, and he's still here. But, yeah. I don't know. I just kind of feel sorry for the lady, because she loves cats, and she keeps, you know, rescuing them, if you will. And she keeps getting in trouble by her neighbors calling the city on her all the time. And one of her cats just had another kitten. So, I don't know.
Yep.
I told her since they're, you know, I could only take the kittens because the kittens will acclimate with the other cats better. And even though they've been inside, they've never been outside, they'll acclimate to the territory better because we've already got 15 other cats.
Right.
Yeah, they'll acclimate. But, and they can be trained, you know. They're not already set in their ways, if you will.
Yep, yep. Something like
but,
that.
But, yeah. Yeah, the female, she's basically like a black smoke.
Ah.
Yeah, she's not quite Pokemon looking, but she is just as adorable.
Hmm.
You know. So everybody will want her.
A black smoke. So her name would be Soot.
I don't know. I'd just call her Precious. Because that's already the name that I've been calling her.
Okay. Well, so you've taken these cats on already.
No. But I've spent enough time at the cat lady's house. because she lives in my territory. I spent over 2 hours there doing the claim. And then after the approval, my business partner, my supervisor and I spent another hour there. And then I was going to come back and adopt one that night, but the cat freaked out and clawed the crap out of me. And so we agreed that I will warm up. I'll come and visit and let the cats warm up to me before I take them. Plus, I needed a cat carrier, and I don't have one. I mean, we have some, but they're down there.
Yep. How many pallets are you bringing down in a couple of weeks?
I don't have any yet.
Oh, man.
I have access to them. I just got to go get them. And the neighbor guy has to take me to go get them. So it's all about timing.
Okay.
But he works at an ink manufacturer where they manufacture ink.
There you go.
So I can probably just go down there with the trailer one of these days and say, you know, what's his face said to come down here and get some pallets? And they'll probably call him, and he'll probably meet me back there to get the pallets.
There you go.
So I'll talk to him about it tomorrow. I'll see him tomorrow or talk to him tomorrow. Although he's probably awake right now, but by the time we get off the podcast, it will be too late.
Yeah, another 45 minutes. So, what did Ron Paul have to say today? Oh, no. He'll be the same as last week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
There's no point in doing Ron Paul this week.
It was a good one. We can repeat it.
Yay! Ron Paul repeat! What are we going to do when they off him?
What?
What are we going to do when they off him? Who's the replacement?
I don't know. Lenny Ladner.
Who's the next Lysander Spooner?
I don't know yet. All right, you ready?
All right.
Okay.
Hello.
Common sense beginning to creep into U.S. policy in the Middle East. Last week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that the longer-term status of Syrian President Assad would be decided by the Syrian people. The media reported this as a radical shift in the U.S. foreign policy. But isn't this just stating what should be obvious? What gives any country the right to determine who rules someone else? Washington is currently paralyzed by evidence-free rumors that the Russians somehow influenced our election. But no one blinks an eye when Washington declares that one or another foreign leader must go. It's only too bad that President Obama hasn't followed this back in 2011 instead of declaring that Assad had to go and then arming rebel groups who ended up being allies with Al-Qaeda. Imagine how many thousands of lives and billions of dollars would have been saved by following this policy in the first place. Imagine the millions of refugees who could still be in their homes, running their businesses, living their lives. Will the Trump administration actually follow through on Tillerson's Syria policy statement? It's too early to tell. The president has illegally sent hundreds of U.S. troops to fight on the ground in Syria. Current U.S. positions in eastern Syria suggest that Washington may be looking to carve out parts of oil-rich areas of the country for some kind of future federation. The White House followed up on Tillerson's comment by stating that getting rid of Assad was no longer a top priority for the United States. This also sounds good, but does this mean that once the current top priority, destroying ISIS, is completed, Washington may return to its active measures to unseat the Syrian president? Neocons in Washington still insist that the rise of ISIS in Syria was due to President Assad, but in fact, ISIS did not appear in Syria until the U.S. began trying to overthrow Assad. They haven't given up on their desire to overthrow the Syrian government, and they do have influence in this administration. If the Trump administration is serious about getting the people of Syria to decide their fate, he needs to take concrete steps. Rather than sending in more troops to fight an ISIS already on its last legs, he must bring U.S. troops home and prohibit the CIA from further destabilizing the country. It would also be nice if Congress would wake up from its long slumber and start following the Constitution. The president and his predecessors have taken this country to war repeatedly without proper constitutionally required authority to do so. The president has reportedly decided not to even bother announcing where next he plans to send the troops. Congress can rein him in with very little effort by saying no money can be spent to deploy U.S. troops to areas where they may encounter hostilities unless a state of war is declared. By all means, we should let the Syrian people decide who will be their president. Even if they choose someone we don't like, Syria was never a threat to the United States, and the 2011 U.S. intervention has destroyed the country. Interventionism has horrible consequences and no victories to show for itself. It is time for all the U.S. troops to march back home. Thanks.
March back home.
Update. New update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Press 1.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, march back home.
Support the troops. Bring them home.
Yeah, the troops go marching home, home, or one by one to home, to home. The troops go marching one by one to home, to home. That gave me goosebumps. I'm carrying plants. I'm carrying plants to my pick 'em up trucker. I'm not sure how we're going to get all these home. If I had realized we were going to be transporting plants, I would have let my mom take her truck.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I could put them in the back, but I don't know how well they'll survive. This one's actually planted in dirt. The other one's not even real. I mean, it's real.
Throw a blanket over them.
They're not planted in dirt.
Throw a blanket over them.
Now, well, Mike could put them. I can put my tools in the back and put them in the back seat of the pickup. My tools aren't going to get hurt by the wind.
So that was your mommy interfering with the podcast.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you live in the basement. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. You live with your mother? You know, they make that out to be a bad thing.
No, it's actually everybody should live with their father and their mother.
Sort of.
And their grandparents.
Yeah, we should. We,
if there's not enough room in the house, you should buy the house next door.
We could learn a lot from the Mexicans as far as that aspect goes.
Well, it's... You're just talking about culture that's maintained what used to be done.
Well, of course. I mean, a lot of people have lost their culture where they haven't. Well, they may have lost part of their culture, but they haven't lost that part of it.
You get...
The troops go marching one by one to home, to home.
The troops go marching two by two to home, to home. Yeah, they need to be here fighting a tyrannical government.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that?
Once again, we do not advocate the overthrow of any franchise, not Uncle Sam or McDonald's or Walmart.
Yeah. And that's why I say we're not necessarily encouraging anyone to do such things. Necessarily.
Yep, yep. It's a brave new world.
What?
It's a brave new world out there.
Yeah, I'm putting flowers in the pickup truck, so I can't hear everything you say.
Yeah. Not saying much of anything unless you say something. Do, 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 do.
Okay, I think I'm done.
Yay.
Yay.
We are not necessarily encouraging the overthrow of any tyrannical establishments.
There's actually not any need to do so. What there is to do is to start doing what you're supposed to be doing in the first place. Get to know your neighbor. Find out who's in need in your community. Get them up on their feet. You know, take care of the orphans and the widows.
I gotta go talk to
them. It says in the Bible you gotta do that anyway.
Say what?
It says in the Bible take care of the orphans and the widows anyway.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to do it directly. You're not supposed to have somebody else do it. That's part of what Christ was saying, making the word of God to no effect, because they were letting the government do their jobs.
Yeah. Well, somebody needs to take care of them, whoever it is, they need to be taken care of.
Well, yeah, but like your son's not supposed to let you go on Social Security. He's supposed to take care of you.
Oh, okay. You tell him that.
Yeah. I tried to do that for my mom, but she's too afraid to go off Social Security.
Well, Social Security, she paid into it, so she should get it. Now, whenever we stop paying into it, then that's when you should definitely start taking care. Well, you should take care of your mom anyway, no matter what.
Well, here's the trick. What you paid in... Well, is gone already. So you receive has to be stolen from somebody else.
Oh, is that what it is? I haven't got nothing from them. I have not ever got anything from them. Everything like when I signed up for welfare, because we were both out of a job, they took it all back.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah. They go, oh, well,
they didn't
you
do
don't
that
qualify. For months. They took $900 back and left us with like $10 a month. I'm like, forget it. So we had to pay back $900. So yeah, they're useless. Yeah, I still gotta go back in there. No, I still gotta go back in there. So David's back, and now I'm going to go get the rest of my stuff.
She was filling my space in the podcast. So. Well, I went to the bathroom.
Yay. Yeah, she stepped in.
Yeah.
I got you in trouble. You're supposed to support her now instead of Social Security.
I'm sorry, what?
You're supposed to support her instead of Social Security.
Well, that's why I'm working on the farm.
There you go.
She's going to retire on the farm. She actually isn't going to have Social Security. She's going to have railroad retirement. She's converting her Social Security into railroad retirement. So basically, I know, so she's actually going to have railroad retirement instead of Social Security. I'm not sure how it works, but if you're there long enough, you can do that. And the railroad will actually replace the Social Security. So it's like the railroad's probably already reaping benefits that you and I don't even fathom. And so it's probably something they got worked out with the New World Order. I don't know. But if you're there for so many years, you get a better, I don't know, it's like a, or maybe you just get so much money that you don't qualify for Social Security anymore or something. I don't know.
Well, it's eventually going to go away. As I explained to your mom, it's everything she put into it, it's gone.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing there. So the only way she gets paid is for it to be stolen from somebody else.
Right, her grandchildren.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, which is the reason why you're supposed to support her. One of the reasons. There's a spiritual reason for doing it the way it's prescribed in the scriptures as well. Because, you know, everybody can contribute to a common fund and take care of everybody that way. And it can be done by force. And if you actually had an ethical government, it would be efficient and, you know, it'd get everybody taken care of. But it still wouldn't satisfy the spiritual need. Now, part of the spiritual lesson is when you do that collective, everybody dump into the same fund thing, and, you know, they have no choice, is that the funds end up getting stolen, which is
right.
What's happened. Exactly what's happened. You know, and there's a spiritual lesson to that as well, you know. So here we are, Social Security, the funds are not there. They've been stolen. They've been spirited away for other purposes and to make other men rich. And the only way it can continue to be supported is, you know, basically it's a Ponzi scheme. They steal from Paul to pay Peter.
Right.
You know?
Instead of the other way around.
You know, okay, steal from Peter to pay Paul. But either way, I mean, they're stealing from somebody to give to somebody else, and it's, you know.
Well, okay, according to the tradition of that, steal from Peter to give to Paul, or Paul to Peter, whatever, is basically the Robin Hood thing where they were stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. Well, the way it works in our system is they're stealing from the poor and giving to the rich.
Well, it ultimately always works out that way.
Correct.
The rich,
which
have lawyers and bookkeepers and all this stuff to tell them, okay, this is how we don't have to pay into the system.
Right, which is why the Robin Hood came about, because Robin Hood was basically stealing back the funds from the king that the king stole from the people.
Yeah. So the sheriff of Nottingham stole it.
Under the king's orders.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know. Depends on how the story is told.
True that.
So.
Well, yeah, and far and away, the king didn't know that he was suppressing his people. It was his people that were enforcing his rulership that was doing it.
Yep.
Which is another reason why we shouldn't have authoritarianism.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's not that we shouldn't pay taxes, but taxes should not be done by force.
Right.
And you should be able to vote with how your taxes are used by which servant you pick to distribute them to. You know, and so if the guy you chose to do the distribution, you can't tell him what to do, because then you're practicing authoritarianism. But you can decide whether to give him donations or not. All right? And if he's doing a good job of taking care of the widows and the orphans and making sure the streets get repaired and things like that, then you contribute to him.
All right?
And, you know, it might be that you don't consider it his job to fix the streets. Maybe you consider it you and your neighbor's job to fix the streets, which is pretty much true. You know, we leave it to the state, which means we dig down deep into the pockets of the people who live on gravel roads so we can have a paved road out in front of us.
Right.
You know, really the people that should be paying for the paved roads are the ones who use them the most, which would be the local businesses. And if they didn't have to pay taxes,
they would have the money to pay for the roads.
They would have the money to pay for the roads, and they would hire locals to do it, because that'd be the cheapest and most efficient way to do it. And they'd order the materials from where they had to order them from, but it'd be as local as possible. And, you know, it would really help the economy to do it that way.
Oh, we can't have that.
No. No, we got to get it from over in China, where people are working slave wages, or Saudi Arabia or someplace like that, you know.
Right.
So, you know, get it from overseas instead of over here, you know. And, well, the reason we got what we got is because we don't do it right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and in that movie, the king wasn't really a king. He was a lord. Which is pretty much the same thing.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, the lord must know what's going on in his land, so that even if he is lord of the land, he needs to make sure, he or she needs to make sure that their people are not practicing authority over the rest of the people of the land.
Something like that. If our king is Jesus, and Jesus told us not to practice authority one man over the other, if you think about it, though, that's kind of what God's doing. He's not practicing authority one man over the other. He's not even practicing authority God over man. He told us the way it is. He told us, make your choice. We make our choice, and we get what we got.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen to those who actually do practice the authoritarianism. If everybody's going to go to heaven, according to your theology, what's going to happen to the people that break those laws?
Well, when they get up before the Lord, they'll scratch their heads and go, huh, I was kind of fucked up, wasn't I? You go, yep.
Now go back and do it over again.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I don't know what I think about it, about reincarnation, but I don't see a reason why they wouldn't be.
Yeah. Well, that might be the cause of reincarnation. If you don't do it right the first time, you got to go back and do it again.
Yep. Which means there would be attrition of people who do it right, which means there'd be only examples of people who do it wrong, which means it'd take us a long time to get it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I like that philosophy either. But, hey. The universe is what it is. I don't know if that's the way it is or not, but if it is, then that's what it is.
Well, we already know the Pirate's Code. So, it's our choice to follow the code or not follow the code. We don't really need examples of the people who've already done it successfully because we've already got the examples. I mean, my grandparents did it successfully.
Yeah.
So they are the examples.
And we have examples of the cycles.
Right.
Rome started out as a republic, you know, literally loving and caring. A bunch of families got together and, you know, the elders did not boss the children around. They presented the facts and whatever it is that they, you know, observed. And then the people made their own individual decisions. It was a true republic. Eventually, Rome degraded to an authoritarian system where people like Nero burned down Rome just so he could have his building project go through. It's like, oh, there's a bunch of poor people over here. Let's light them all on fire and we'll blame the Christians. And then I'll get to build my high-rises and put all rich people in it.
Isn't that what our government's doing now?
Pretty much, systematically. I mean, every city starts out, there's the core center of the city, and the city spreads out and goes out, and the rich people are on the leading edge of the city, and the poor people basically end up in the inner city until it completely collapses, and then when it completely collapses, then the rich people start buying up the land cheap and moving back in.
And pushing the poor people out.
Yeah, pushing the poor people out, and rich people making money on the whole process all the way along.
Right.
You know, and I don't have anything against people being rich. I just, you know, Well, okay. I sent you that link to that one book. It's a book about human stupidity. And I told you it's written to be humorous. It's supposed to be a joke, all right? But it has some damn good definitions in it, and interesting ones at that. And it talks about basically it breaks people up into four categories, all right? There's the helpless, the bandits, the intelligent, and the stupid, all right? And the way it defines them is on two categories, all right? If you encounter another human being and you act in such a way that you work out a fair exchange between you, all right, so that you benefit and they benefit, the closer to equal, the more intelligent you are, all right, the more intelligent both of you are, okay? All right? Now, if you're one of these type of people that you can never get ahead, you're always benefiting the other guy, but you're always losing, then you're helpless.
That'd be me.
You're not stupid, but you're not intelligent. All right, you fall into the helpless category. All right?
That'd be me.
Then on the other side, there's the bandit. And the bandit is somebody who looks for ways to benefit himself and doesn't care whether it benefits you or not. And usually he benefits at your loss. Okay?
Right. They take advantage of the helpless and the stupid.
No, they take advantage of the helpless and the intelligent, but more so the helpless. All right? Then there's the stupid. The stupid are people that do things that do not benefit you or the other guy, and it doesn't help them either. Those are the stupid.
Oh, okay.
All right?
I guess I don't fit in that category.
So the bandits don't make
don't
bandits
bother with
stupid because they lose out every time they deal with the stupid also.
Right.
Anybody who deals with the stupid loses out.
Right.
Anyway. So you'll have to read the book. It's a short read. It's kind of funny. But, yeah. But even then, he talks about the bandits. He says, if you have a bandit that is perfectly balanced, what he takes from you, he incurs no loss in the taking. He gains as much as you lose. All right. If he's a balanced bandit, all right. They explain that you could literally have a society of nothing but bandits, as long as they were balanced. Then society as a whole would be okay. If everybody was taken from everybody else, and what they took was the same as what they gained, then there'd be no net loss. All right. But usually bandits tend toward stupid because when they take, they tend to destroy things. They break a window, so there's a loss. And then they feel there's a loss without any direct benefit to them. They gain access to your jewels, but you lose your jewels and you lost the window, and the bandit only has your jewels. He doesn't have a new window. All right, so there's a net loss. All right, so most bandits tend towards stupid. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I lost you. You'll have to read the book. All right.
Hang on. I had the text-to-speech system.
Yes.
And I opened up that file, and it automatically started reading it to me.
Oh, you got the book.
No. I don't think. I opened that link that you sent. Did you have in Dropbox?
Yes.
So I opened that in Dropbox, and my phone automatically started reading it to me. And so you couldn't hear me because it was talking.
Oh, okay. But I didn't hear it either.
No.
Oh, well.
But that was cool. So what I'll do is, it's 20 pages. I'll go to my screen recorder, record it, and then I'll convert it to audio from there.
Yeah.
Put it on my thumb drive.
And the first two pages have to deal with title stuff and, then there's an intro that explains that book, for the longest time, had not been released in its original language, which was stupid. And it's just now finally been able to be released in the language it was originally written in.
Oh, okay.
Because of stupid stuff, it wasn't released.
Nice.
Anyway,
so we'll have to play it on the podcast.
Woohoo, yeah, it's only 20 pages.
Yeah. We'll do that. Well, we can go ahead and do another podcast tomorrow as like a Passover where we're converting back to Saturdays. It's not like anybody calls in anyways, but if somebody called in, they'd be like, well, where are they?
Yeah, they'll have to look at the website and say, oh, they're on Saturday. I missed them by a day. Well, gee, I'll have to wait 6 days before I can hear them again.
Yeah, we're moving back to Saturday. We started out at Saturday at sunset, the end of Sabbath.
Well, I thought we originally started on Fridays.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, we're originally on Fridays, beginning of Sabbath. And now we're...
Then we moved it to Saturday at the end of Sabbath.
So this is our first action of work. So, yeah, and actually I did a little bit of work today. Not much. Mostly what I did was I broke out Bill's pump and played with it, and I checked it. It's got spark going to the spark plug. Oh, I need to pull the spark plug out and see if it's really dirty. Because it pulls real nice. And I took the air filter off of it and, you know, just let it run with straight air, and I couldn't get it to run. It didn't have any gasoline in it, so I put fresh gasoline in it. I checked the oil. It has plenty of oil. It just won't start. It'll turn over. It just won't start.
So, okay.
I don't know.
We had my grandma's funeral today. Is that breaking the Sabbath?
You know, I don't know. And I'm not sure how much it really matters, but, you know. You spent time with the family.
Yeah, but other people had to work. But they're not Sabbath keepers.
You turn on the light bulb on Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, then somebody had to work on Saturday so you could have light.
Yep.
So, unless
turned
you're
on
making
the TV.
Yeah, all the entertainers had to work for you to watch TV.
Yeah, well, they didn't have to work today, but the people supplying the power for the TV had to work today.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyway, so we moved it to Sunday because our third host wanted to move it to Sunday, and he no longer called in. So we decided to move it back to Saturday.
So he called all of what? Once, twice, maybe three times?
Three times, I think.
Yeah, that was... And then he decided he politically couldn't associate with us.
Oh, yeah, because we declared our sovereignty.
Yeah. Oh, well.
He got scared.
I can't associate with that stuff. Well, you know, you really can't.
Yeah, I know. I'm scared too, but it doesn't mean I'm going
to But you kind of have to. You kind of have to, but you kind of can't.
I know. I mean, I'm scared too. I mean, I understand where he's coming from, but, you know, you can't cower down to the bullies. You got to stand up to the bullies.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to keep doing what they're doing, and that would be unjust. That would be immoral.
Yeah.
Like that country song says, you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You got to be a man of your own strings or something crap. I don't know.
Yeah, some sort of crap.
Yeah. I ain't heard the song in forever, so I can't remember the words. But I used to have a lot of it memorized. You got to stand for something or you'll fall. That's the wrong tune, too. That's why. I know that's the wrong
tune. A whole lot of people up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know why they sang that song, right?
No.
So I didn't have to.
You know, I knew that answer.
I know, because I've done it to you a time or two.
I don't know. You guys are terrible.
Yeah. So wish me luck on the interview and the potential new job.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, you quit that job. What makes you think? What are you going to? You know, how are you going to prove to us you're not going to just quit on us?
Well,
are you ethical?
Yeah. Are you moral? Are you ethical?
Yeah, are you moral and ethical? Are you trying to give your customer the best possible service possible?
Without screwing them over and stabbing them in the back?
Yeah. And so, you know, if they know in the back of their head the answer is yes, you know, they're still going to tell you yet that if they know the answer is they're going to screw and stab their customer in the back, they might let you go.
Or they might not hire me. I've already made it clear.
There's no room for ethics in this business. Well, then there's no room for me.
I'll just go back to trucking. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I can find a job down there driving truck, but it's a local job down there driving truck isn't going to pay a whole lot. Unless I get my own dump truck and a backhoe, I might do all right.
Yeah.
But, I've already made it clear that I can't work for a company that's screwing over their customers. And the funny thing is, that's why I wanted to play the audio. The funny thing is in listening to the audio, okay, the first recording, because, you know, I'm recording my phone calls, right?
Right.
The first call, he was asking me where my territory was, and I told him. He goes, there's no damage over there. People in the roofing industry are laughing at you guys, or laughing at anybody who's in Raytown because there's no damage over there. There was damage, but not a lot.
Okay. Right.
Not really a tornado, but
the
more
nebula
like,
is working it.
Not right. There wasn't really a tornado. It was more like a miniature hurricane that went through there. And it went down one street, and
a giant
it pretty much.
Devil.
Well, I don't know what you would call it, but anyways, it went down this one street, and it tore. It did a lot of damage on that street. It didn't do a lot of damage anywhere else.
Right.
You know, one block over is about it. Okay. But I've got a dozen claims in that area where people have damages and their houses are getting approved. And the guy was like, wow, you have 12 claims in a place that has no damages. We need to set up an interview and let's talk. Because I told him, I said, yeah, and all of them needed roofs. You know, all of them had damages. I'm not somebody who's going to write up a roof or a house or whatever that doesn't have any damages. So all of my claims are just claims. They all qualify. And he's like, yeah, you need to come in and we need to have an interview. So if I can do 12 claims in a month in a place that quote-unquote has no damages, think of the kind of money I can make in a place that does have damages. You know? I mean, they had damages, but it was probably more like last year's damages. And the people just didn't call it in. So, you know how that goes.
Yep.
So I'm helping people, sort of, as long as this company takes care of them. You know, like the one guy, 2015, that I ran into that got a roof in my territory. He's happy with his roof. It don't leak. He got a brand new roof for $1,000, his deductible. He had to pay his deductible. But it was all the bureaucratic bullcrap that he had to go through that was a freaking nightmare. You know, our customer service sucks. They talk to our customers as if they're idiots. My own supervisor's supervisor told me directly, the customer doesn't know shit. I'm supposed to tell them how it is.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm like, what? You know. And this morning, I didn't get a chance to record it because too many texts came in the group text and it got rid of the old text. Because, yeah, only so many texts stay in group texting. So I need to see if I can program that to add more. But anyways, he said something in there that reminded me of what Brian Tracy said one time. Not Brian Tracy, Zig Ziglar. When Zig Ziglar first got into sales, one of his first seminars that he went to, a guy came out on stage and said, "You need to remember one thing. Those people have your money in their pocket, and you need to figure out how to get it without going to jail."
Oh, shit.
I know. Zig Ziglar was like, wow, hard times, hard times. But,
Zig Ziglar didn't say that, did he?
No, that was one of his first seminars that he went to when he was learning, when he was a young lad.
So his win-lose that he was being taught, he taught win-win.
Right. Zig Ziglar, you know, basically was teaching, yeah, win-win.
So he was learning from a bandit, and he was intelligent.
Correct. So anyways, but what this guy said this morning reminded me of that guy that Zig Ziglar was talking about. You know, he was basically saying, you know, that they got our money and we need to go get it. And I was like, I need to start documenting this. And so that's when I started doing my screenshot videos. But, you know, I had to wait till after the funeral. And by then, it was too late. It had already got deleted. Let me see if I can go program that now. Edit priority settings. Oh, that's not right. Settings. Chat messages. That's not it. More settings. Delete old messages. Okay, try this one. Okay, I guess I can't edit that. I can only, let's see here, we're going to see settings, spam filter. Oh, well, I guess I cannot edit that. It's got its automatic settings out. Let's see here. It's a spam filter. Spam messages, manage. No, okay. All right, basically, the default is, and I don't know if or how I can change it, delete old messages, oldest messages, when the maximum number of text 2,000 or 200, multimedia 20, and chat and file sharing messages 200 has been exceeded. So, oh, it's doing the group chat as a multimedia, so it's only keeping 20 messages. not 200. Which I wish it would keep 200. But I don't know how to fix that. Oh, well. So now I'm going to start documenting whenever they start chatting up. I'm going to start recording.
Right. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well,
and that concludes the D&D podcast, Demented, DungeonsandDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including Dungeons and Dragons.
You're reading my mind again. Yep.
Yep.
See you next week.
Saturday.
Saturday.
7 p.m. Central Standard Time. 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
Yep, yep.
Basically, right after Sabbath. When
right
the sun sets. When the sun sets on the Sabbath.
Yep. And I forgot to close up my goats, so the first thing I'll do after we hang up is go make sure my goats are all where they belong.
Okay. And I will start screenshotting that 20-page book.
Oh, just download it.
Well, I'm going to screenshot the audio of the book, of the phone reading the book to me while I wait for my mother to do what she's doing.
Oh, you're going to do a video screenshot?
Yes.
Cool. Then you can have her reading it to you over and over again.
And I can upload it to YouTube.
And people can, actually, I think it's copyrighted material. You might not want to do that.
Ah. I'll just put it unlisted so they can't, so it's not public.
Yeah, review purposes and educational purposes only. Fair use.
Right.
Not, yeah.
Okay, so what's the legal disclaimer?
You going to repeat it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, our opinions are our own.
Oh, not that one. But anyways,
oh.
Never mind.
Oh, yeah. It's for educational and review purposes only.
There you go.
I think. So we should put up links to that book on Amazon so people can get a hold of it. It's a nice little book. It'd be worth buying. So
cool.
And that would make them one of our advertisers if we could do an Amazon link where we could get some pay out of it.
I used to have one of those, but I don't anymore.
Yeah, I had one of those when I first started doing it. I never got it off the ground.
I got ADD. I never stuck with it. I probably would have a lot of money right now if I did.
There you go. Alrighty.
All right, party on.
Party on.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That's, you know, I got the hang up thing here. I can't even hang up. Terrible. Okay, bye.